This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. There are mass arrests and clashes at pro-Palestinian college protests. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A dramatic scene at Columbia University Tuesday night. Police enter a second-floor window at Hamilton Hall using flashbangs to clear protesters demanding the school divest from Israel business.
Hamilton Hall is now secure.
Mayor Eric Adams says Columbia asked for assistance and blames outside agitators.
There are those who are attempting to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation.
Police also moved in at City College. About 300 arrests were made overall. Meanwhile, at UCLA, counter-protesters attacked a pro-Palestinian encampment, says student Edgar Gomez.
There were fights going on, too. Like, they started hitting each other with sticks, and there were a lot of moments where there were a bunch of pepper sprays.
I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Blinken reiterated on Wednesday that the U.S. position is that Hamas was, quote, standing in the way of a ceasefire, according to the State Department. He has urged the group to accept what he called an extraordinarily generous truce deal. The deal would see 33 hostages released in exchange for a larger number of Palestinian prisoners and a halt to the fighting in Gaza, with the possibility of a more comprehensive deal later. A senior official for Hamas said the group was still studying the proposed deal, but accused Blinken of failing to respect both sides and described Israel as the real obstacle. Blinken's trip to Israel comes amid growing speculation that Israel will soon launch a long-promised assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Arizona's Democratic leaders get enough votes to repeal a 19th-century abortion ban. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Arizona senators needed 16 votes to repeal the abortion ban. 14 Democrats were joined by two Republicans in voting in favor of the repeal. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is expected to sign it. The near total ban permits abortions only to save the patient's life and provides no exceptions for survivors of rape or incest. In a ruling last month allowing the ban to take effect, the Arizona Supreme Court suggested doctors can be prosecuted under the 1864 law, which says that anyone who assists in an abortion can be sentenced to 2 to 5 years in prison. If the repeal bill is signed, abortion would be banned in Arizona after 15 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Mike Hempen.
Colombian President Gustavo Petro says his government will break diplomatic relations with Israel effective Thursday in the latest escalation of tensions between both countries over the Israel-Hamas war. Petro made the announcement Wednesday during an International Workers' Day march in Colombia's capital. In his speech, he again described Israel's siege of Gaza as, quote, genocide. He previously suspended purchases of weapons from Israel and compared the country's actions in Gaza to those of Nazi Germany. Colombia had been one of Israel's closest partners in Latin America, but relations between the two nations have cooled since Petro was elected as Colombia's first leftist president since 2022. Floods, landslides across Kenya have killed more than 180 people since March, with hundreds of thousands forced to leave their homes, according to the government and Red Cross on Wednesday. Olivia Zolino reports.
Hundreds of thousands have been forced from their homes. Dozens have also been killed in neighboring Tanzania and Burundi. More rain is expected in Kenya in the coming days, according to the country's meteorological department. Torrential rain and floods have destroyed homes, roads, bridges, and other infrastructure across the region. In Kitengela, about 20 miles from the capital, Nairobi, Kenya Red Cross workers on Wednesday were helping rescue those marooned by floodwaters. The death toll in Kenya exceeds that from floods triggered by the El Niño weather phenomenon late last year. Those rains followed the worst drought in large parts of East Africa in decades.
Olivia Zolino from Reuters. The House is voting on legislation that would establish a broader definition of anti-Semitism for the Department of Education to enforce anti-discrimination laws. It is the latest response from lawmakers Wednesday to a nationwide student protest movement over the Israel-Hamas war. The bipartisan bill would codify the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism in Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Critics say the move would have a chilling effect on free speech on college campuses. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.